Albayan Radio presents The Islamic Awakening, presented by Sheikh Nasim Abdi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to another short episode from the Islamic Awakening series. And today, a commonly asked question: what is the difference between a da'i and a shaykh? And we'll add a few other categories. You have like ustad, you have the term alim. Obviously, these and many more, they all go back to the understanding of the people regarding them. So today we'll give a general outline, because different customs may use the terms differently. We start from the bottom, if you will, and that is a da'i. And a da'i, generally speaking, and again, this may differ depending on where a person is, but these terms are general, and so the definitions are going to be also general. The term da'i is someone who calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Da'i means to invite. It's someone who calls to Allah azza wa jal. You're inviting to the way of Allah azza wa jal. You're telling people to do good. You're telling people to stay away from bad, etc. And all of this could be without a great amount of knowledge. A da'i could be someone who studied a little bit. It could be someone who is only giving general reminders. He's only giving general encouragements, etc. But he doesn't get too deep into matters of aqidah, or matters of fiqh, or matters of tafsir, etc. He gives yani basic da'wah. Naam. This person as a da'i is upon much goodness, but in terms of knowledge, he's not like, if we go to the next level, which generally speaking would be shaykh. A shaykh, commonly used to describe someone who has a decent amount of knowledge, someone who has at least studied the strong basics of the religion. He studied aqidah, he studied fiqh, he studied tafsir, he studied hadith. He has a decent understanding of the different sciences in the Islam. He doesn't have to be a person who's perfected at all, has gone extremely deep where he knows all of the difference of opinion and he's read every single book on it. No. Yeah, and he has to have a strong understanding in the different sciences that are found when it comes to Islamic knowledge. And this person is someone who has spent in many years studying, and he needs to be known for his knowledge. And this person, generally speaking, is a shaykh. A higher level than that is a alim. And a alim is someone who has gone much deeper and is much more well-versed in when it comes to Islamic knowledge. He's a person that's done a lot of research. He spent many years, any 20 years plus studying Islam. These aren't specific numbers. Again, these are general guidelines. He's a person who has been a person who's been well known for the knowledge and how sound it is. He's a person, generally speaking, who has memorized a lot. He's researched a lot. He knows difference of opinion. He knows different schools and how they understand Islamic texts, etc. And he's a person who has a lot of knowledge. He's a person who has a lot of knowledge, and it's not just any sheikh who may have a lot of knowledge. No, this is a person who's much and far above that even the mashayikh will go and study from these people. You have other terms, like for example ustad, and the term ustad could yani be used differently in different places. You find in many countries the word ustad is a synonym for the word sheikh. Where they don't use sheikh, they use the word ustad. Or sometimes they mean it to be a person between a da'i and a sheikh. Yani he's ustad, meaning he has enough knowledge to be more than just a da'i, but he hasn't reached the level of sheikh. And in some countries, the word ustad is actually higher than sheikh. So it just depends where this word is used, the word ustad, and how it's used, and that'll give you the understanding, inshallah, of that. But some of these can be tricky, some can be intertwined. Ultimately, who should give these titles? These titles are given by the older mashayikh, the ulama, or the older mashayikh, the senior mashayikh of a particular city or a particular country. These are the ones who say to the student of knowledge, to the talib alim, okay, now you are a shaykh. Okay, now, mashallah, you've become from the ulama. These are the people that give that titles. We shouldn't be after those titles ourselves. It's not what we study for. It's not what we strive for. We strive to learn so we can implement ourselves and we can help teach others. But for a person to become attached to these titles and work for them, then this is a problem in and of itself. Or for a person to label himself, This is also another issue. It is also another issue. I understand my words were general today, but that's because the titles are general and they're not specific. But one of the important points to note is that these titles are given from the senior and older mashayikh, not given by ourselves. هذا والله أعلم صلى الله محمد وعلى آله محمد وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.